I believe he called it a winding blade.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of a, his set some way or another. And we had an old bronc mare he'd put to that thing and struck a place that wasn't rocky. He'd cut that down, let wouldn't be a place that wide, just a hole of the cotton, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that old mare had to kind of walk sideways to keep from chomping it, and got the poor old thing where she wanted to walk sideways all her life. But there ain't no telling how many acres of cotton that poor thing, her and Paul barred off. He'd bar off, you know, and then the him and her such good hands to bar the cotton off, the neighbors would want him to. They'd swap with it, work with him, get him to bar their cotton, and they'd do something, plow somewhere or another for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember the first mowing machine I ever saw. I thought it was one more curiosity. People save mm-hmm. their stuff with, save their grain with what they called a cradle.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You never did see one of them?
I don't think so.
Well, they'd take it and they'd thrash this way, you know, and I never could use one.
Oh.
And then they'd pick up what they cut down and they'd keep that up. They'd get a handful and they'd pile it down here. Then somebody'd come along behind them and they'd pick all this up, and when they'd get a bundle, they had tied now, tied lots of the bundles, but that
oh.
I never could handle that cradle, and I never could handle that broad axe either.
Mm-hmm.
But I've helped saw tie timber, and then I've helped get the ties on what we'd call the yard. They'd fix a regular place with logs, you know, to put the ties up on. I imagine this is kind of even hacking down through and hitting rock.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what it's done for. I just know I'd help get the mm-hmm. tie timber up there. And then, but I never did have to. They used these old broad axes in the early days to hew these sills for these old houses,
mm-hmm.
build these big log houses.
Mm-hmm.
And then the froe, they had the froe. We had a froe. And I couldn't use one of them either. They'd make their boards and their palings and
mm-hmm.
everything like that with this throw. I never could use one. But I know how it's done, but I
mm-hmm.
never could.
Mm-hmm.
And but I could saw paling timber, and then I'd tack up the, I built lots of paling fence,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't use that throw.
Mm-hmm.
I built lots of rail fence, and I hauled
okay.
lots of rocks, and I hauled lots of, drug lots of poles off of new grounds so we could get ready to just me and Almore make the crop and clear the farm and everything, and he, when it come time for him to plow and plant, he'd have to do that. If we didn't have the poles off of the new ground, I believe it or not, I'd go down there and pull them off.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I'm in the shape I'm in today, making an oxen out of myself.
Oh. Well, you really worked hard, didn't you?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
That's really something. Well, you know this house you were telling me about where your mother and you were both born? This little house?
Yeah.
Was it a log? It was logs, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was logs.
Uh-huh.
Every one of my kids was born in a log house, but her twin babies.
Uh-huh.
Her last ones, they was born in a house that my daddy had started to build. It was weatherboarded.
Mm-hmm.
And would have been a dandy good house if
mm-hmm.
he'd have lived and got it finished. But he died 7 weeks before they was born, and we never knowed nothing else, but just a hard time.
Well, so you had moved to this house then right before your daddy was born?
Before he died.
Before the little twins were born.
Yeah,
right,
we'd moved down there before they
mm-hmm.
was born.
Well, this, how old were you then when you moved to this other house, the weatherboarded house?
Well, I guess I was about